From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. We're going to focus now on what the government shutdown looks like in space. Nearly everyone at NASA has been furloughed, and NPR's Jeff Brumfiel reports the impact could ground some major missions.
If ET wants to phone home, this is not the week to do it.
The Johnson Space Center newsroom is currently closed due to a lapse in government funding.
That's the message greeting reporters trying to call the headquarters of manned spaceflight in Houston, Texas. Mission Control at Houston is the lifeline to the International Space Station, where six astronauts, including two from NASA, are still working in orbit. There's a skeleton staff keeping in touch, including Mike Trenchard. NPR caught up with him yesterday across the road from Mission Control.
We're trying to keep all the crew's issues and questions about what to do and keep them busy while we're going through this shutdown.
NASA's other space missions are all unmanned. Many are run by outside institutions, and so for the moment they're unaffected. Curiosity is still driving across Mars, thanks to researchers not employed by NASA. And then there's the Hubble Space Telescope.
The Hubble is open for business and doing science as we speak.
Matt Mouden is director of the Space Telescope Science Institute, which runs the Hubble for NASA. For now, they've got the money to keep going, provided nothing goes wrong. But things can go wrong. Stray radiation can strike at any time.
One of these very high energetic particles from the sun can cause a spike in the electronics.
It happens several times a year, and when it does, Hubble goes into a protective, safe mode.
It swings the spacecraft away from the sun and closes down all the instruments and just sits there.
Until ground control reboots it. Except ground control is run by NASA, so Hubble would just have to sit there until the shutdown ends. But the shutdown is hardest for space probes preparing to leave the planet. Bruce Jacoski is in charge of a mission to Mars called MAVEN. It will study Mars's atmosphere. The mission can only launch when the planets Mars and Earth are aligned.
We have a 20-day period in which we can launch this time around, and that runs from November 18th through December 7th.
Researchers were working feverishly at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, getting MAVEN ready to go. But yesterday, the shutdown started. They had to turn everything off and leave the building. Now, nobody can get in. The only way Jacoski can see his spacecraft is via webcam.
We're anxious to get back to work. We're anxious to get back on track.
Do you find yourself just, like, clicking refresh on the webcam to see if anything's happened to MAVEN?
No, I do find myself clicking refresh on the news outlets online to see if anything's happened to the government.
Jacoski figures they've got about a week to spare. If the shutdown runs longer, though, they could miss their launch window. The next one won't come until 2016. Jeff Brumfiel, NPR News.